So the Christmas season is obviously upon us. We've already started singing Christ is Born, Glorify Him. You're already seeing the endless stream of Christmas movies on your television, I'm sure. Hallmark is relentless. And then we bring in a saint who is a martyr. And that seems an odd place in this festive time to bring in someone who was so terribly martyred. 700 years before Christ, the prophet Micah looked out at the prosperity and the sinfulness of the people and warned them that their children would be their own enemies, that a daughter would rise up against her mother, that a son would rise up against his father. And he concludes, and the enemies of a man will be those of his own household. 700 years before Christ. Christ comes, and what does he say? He quotes Micah and says, a daughter will rise up against her mother, and a son will rise up against his father, and the enemies will be those of your own household. 200 years after Christ, Barbara, the great martyr, a beautiful, talented, wonderful woman, the daughter of a pagan. And those of you that are named Barbara certainly know the story, that she etched a cross within the stone and put a third window in when she was only supposed to put two in the bathhouse, in view of the Trinity. And when her father came home, he was incensed and asked why, and she told him all about the Trinity, being the pagan that he was. He beheaded her with his own hands. By the way, when the Synaxarion came along, the gathering together of the stories of the saints, that bathhouse still existed, and that etching that she carved with her finger, and they said it was as though it had been carved with iron, was still there. 700 years after Christ, John of Damascus comes along. And you know, people can be your enemies, but only those close to you can be your betrayer. Someone who knew his handwriting so well that they could go in and pretend to be him, and wrote a letter of that was basically treasonous, and the authority cut his hand off. And he asked for his hand back. And that night he prayed, and the hand was restored, and the authority turned to Christ. Why do we have these stories, these commemorations of these two saints at this point in the Nativity season? Because it is to tell us that when the light of the world comes, He is the truth, and the truth divides. You would think it would simply usher in a new era of peace, but He says, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword, a division, and the enemies will be in your own house. You need to pray for our catechumens. I had a talk online yesterday with several folks that had come from the same denomination to Orthodoxy. And we were talking about how their families had treated them as suddenly non-Christian, had treated them as some kind of oddball who'd just gone off the end. You know, Dad, he's liable to do something weird. Now he's really done it. And it hurts. And it hurts especially at this time of year. And you need to pray for them. But I told them in the faith enrichment class this last week, we studied the creed, and I said, I believe in one God. Those five words will separate you from a billion Hindus in India and elsewhere who believe in many gods. It will separate you from a billion atheists in China and elsewhere who believe there is no God. the first words out of your mouth, that I believe in one God, is going to separate you from billions of people, and some of them may be in your own household. But as St. Barbara showed us with her own life, and we wear the red in honor of her martyrdom, Christ is the truth. And anyone who loves his mother and father more than he loves the truth can't have the truth. Everyone who fails to take up their cross and follow him doesn't have him. And this lesson needs to be evident to us when we stand up at the joyous Christmas celebration, knowing that when we stand and joyfully say, Christ is born, glorify him, that's going to cause some people to be divided from us. But it's okay, because we have the light of the world, the Savior of mankind. And he warned us. But for those of us that follow him, there's great joy in declaring, Christ is born. Glorify him. In the name of the Father and the Son.